Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Another translation uses the word meat, as in meat and potatoes. Simply put, he had two clearly defined objectives. One, do the will of his Father, and two, finish the work. Management consultant Peter Drucker says that to succeed in business, you need ask only two questions. What is your business and how is business? That's saying essentially the same thing that Jesus said. Question, do you know what God's purpose and will are for your life? And how are you doing finishing the job? The reality is that time goes faster on the downhill run. The projects that you always intended to get done seem to get pushed aside by the tyranny of the trivial and the urgent. So we neglect the important, filling our lives with non-essentials that don't really matter. David once prayed, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." On his 75th birthday, Billy Graham said that one of the great surprises of life was its brevity. When you are age 25, 75 sounds very ancient indeed. When you're 50, you have abandoned building the castle and are willing to construct something far less palatial. But when you approach 75, you look back and say, "Man, where has the time gone?" "Dost thou love life?" asked Ben Franklin a couple centuries ago, adding, "Then use time wisely, for that's the stuff that life is made of." The question you need to face when you are age 25, or twice that, is not how much time do you have, but what are you doing with the time you do have? But here's the challenging caveat. You don't know when the judge of the earth will say, "Time's up, enough." Life can be cut short at age 30 when a woman has two small children, a wonderful husband, and much to look forward to. Or reaching age 50, you can simply be halfway on your journey. That's the unknown factor. Who says that middle age starts at 40? You may be on the home stretch by that age. Remember, Jesus said he had two objectives. One, do God's will, and two, finish the work. Try that for guidelines for living life to the fullest. While you may not have thought about this, you can't really know the will of God until you know him who has a will for your life. Knowing God's will begins with a relationship with him whereby you claim him as your Father, confess your need of forgiveness, and allow him to love you and to adopt you as his child. That's the most positive, energizing decision you can ever make in life. Only then do you discover that God's will is good, complete, and beneficent. Don't think for a moment, from that point on, you'll sit in a rocking chair, dressed in black, sipping vinegar from lifeless cups. No, God's a good God. His will for you is better than yours because he knows the end from the beginning, and he wills only goodness for his children. Then make your second goal a simple one. Finish the work God has for you. This means learning to prioritize, leave undone things that don't really count, that take your time and energy, and leave you too weary to love, to care, to rejoice, to bring blessing to others. My food, Jesus said, is to do what I've outlined. He thrived on it. You will too. It's the only way to a purpose-driven life. The only way to eternal life, too. Today's guidelines have come from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. Again, the words of Jesus, "My food," he said, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." You, too, can adopt those guidelines. Put them practice into your life. It will change your future. I'd like to hear from you. Send an email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines.